House Freedom Caucus urges Senate Republicans to block Respect for Marriage Act. By Sean Moran on November 17, 2022. The House Freedom Caucus urged Senate Republicans to block the Respect for Marriage Act, which is aimed at providing federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. This vote is about more than culture. It is about affirming the self-evident truth that marriage is a natural institution that predates government, the Freedom Caucus wrote in their letter to Senate Republicans. Republicans must stand united in defense of that truth and the institution of marriage, which forms the backbone of a healthy society. There can be no compromise on this question. The Senate advanced the Respect for Marriage Act on Wednesday thanks to the help of 12 Senate Republicans, which include Senators Roy Blunt, RMO, Richard Burr, RNC, Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, Susan Collins, RME, Joni Ernst, RYA, Cynthia Loomis, RY, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Rob Portman, RO, Mitt Romney, RUT, Dan Sullivan, RAK, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Todd Young, RN. Democrats introduced the Respect for Marriage Act after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade due to the unfounded concerns that the Supreme Court could overturn the court's Obergefell gay marriage decision. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton noted that the Senate passed the bill after the midterm elections with the help of squishy Republicans. Many Republicans that are retiring also voted for the bill, as they would not face any backlash from voters. The Freedom Caucus called to protect the institution of marriage by defeating this bill. This vote is about more than culture. It is about affirming the self-evident truth that marriage is a natural institution that predates government. Republicans must stand united in defense of that truth and the institution of marriage, which forms the backbone of a healthy society. There can be no compromise on this question. H.R. 8404 would irreparably damage the American people's fundamental right to free exercise of religion. It fails to provide sufficient protections for faith-based nonprofits, religious schools, religious business owners, and civil servants, opening good, well-meaning people to more legal broadsides from gender activists. This legislation, even as amended, will only serve to embolden the attacks against Americans of faith who simply want to live out their lives in obedience to their God, not their government. Further, the Senate amendment leaves open the possibility that age of consent laws that prevent minors from being forced or coerced into marriage would be invalidated. The Freedom Caucus concluded in its letter to Senate Republicans, "The foundational truth of the institution of marriage is permanent, and no act of Congress can distort what marriage is, between a man and a woman. We strongly encourage the Senate Republican Conference, just as we did in July, to oppose the radical and unnecessary Respect for Marriage Act on final passage." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.